Leader of the Mkhonto we Sizwe Party Youth League, Bonginkosi Kanyile, says Springbok captain Siya Kolisi is not a hero to black people. Speaking on the Hustlers podcast with DJ Sboo, Kanyile insinuated Kolisi makes black people slaves of white propaganda.
That is the difference. Siya Kolisi, let's locate him. Is Siya Kolisi a field negro or a house negro?
No, why is Siya Kolisi catching strays, man?
We're coming to him. Anything else?
When's a proud guy.
Proud of what? Proud of what? When he's taking our people and make them to be slaves of white people, to be slaves of white propaganda.
How though?
Siya Kolisi. There's rugby playing there. Greater together. You know when, after celebrating the victory of rugby, when the buses was moving around in the suburbs in Cape Town, it was black people and white people. Immediately when the bus went to Khayelitsha, all white people remained behind. Siya Kolisi went alone.
He said when the Springboks returned from the Rugby World Cup, the country rushed to celebrate the third World Cup victory. However, when Bafana Bafana came back from the Africa Cup of Nations, no white person turned out to celebrate with them.
Kukula lapho ku YouTube. Ungene ku YouTube. When Bafana Bafana played, we all welcomed rugby, greater together. All of you with white people, you were hugging. When Bafana Bafana played, and when Bafana Bafana was coming back home, bheka lapho Sbu, who welcomed Bafana Bafana? I never even saw one white face welcoming Bafana Bafana. Because white people are just being white. You black people, you must begin to be black. Bafana Bafana, you went and welcomed it alone. White people never went there. Because they can identify with rugby. But they don't identify with predominantly black sport.
Usiya Kolisi
is supposed to use his positionality where he's put as a rugby captain to highlight our plight as black people and tell people the truth. That's the only thing that will make us greater together. It's when the economy of South Africa is being leveled, when all of us, we can live like humans, and black people, we can have things that makes us human. What makes us human is the access to water, is access to proper shelter, is access to proper food, is access to proper transportation. We cannot live in Alexandra where we live with big rats, where we live like animals, while white people live in Sentin, have everything that makes them human, while we have everything that makes us inhuman. He must say that on a national TV, that sports can never unite us. Only the economy can unite us.
He's not an activist. He's not a politician. He's a sports star.
Have learned from history, DJ Sbu. We are not speaking these things from nowhere. Muhammad Ali, he is there as the greatest of them all. We salute him as black people because the great Ali stood for black people while he was a boxer.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.